Don't mind me. I'm just here eating chocolate. Last time I was really down and hungry. So obviously now I'm eating chocolate to make me feel better. Don't worry, it's salted. No, it's not. Actually, I'm very particular about chocolate. Only like chocolate that has 80 to 90% cacao. I think this one has like 81%. It's really good. I'll be right back. I think I'm all set now, and I can officially welcome you to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. So I think it was in my second episode that I actually said welcome to my ASMR podcast, and a friend of mine who is an avid listener of my podcast, thank you so, so much, sincerely. He actually said, well, your voice kind of serenaded me. I was really tired after listening to your podcast, so I just went to sleep. And I was like, is that a good thing? I mean, I have my own issues with sleeplessness and insomnia, so if I can make you fall asleep faster, I think I'm on the right track. But yeah, chocolate has my heart. If you've missed that chocolate story on Instagram, well, that was a good one. And another one I also posted was the one with the Valentine's Day predictions. It like, you know, it just went its own way. And it basically turned into a Chris Hemsworth saga. I mean, isn't Chris Hemsworth the happy ever after of every story? Does it get better than him? I don't think so. yeah, but I think I'm gonna upload that Valentine's Day prediction thing as a video. So keep an eye on my Insta feed. Also, if you want to catch my flawless acting skills, I'm just waiting for that Oscar nomination. I'm waiting for it. I want to thank the Academy. Nope. I don't know. This is like the most random beginning I've ever had in an episode, but it's going to get even more random because yesterday I went for a walk with my brother. We are in lockdown right now, so we don't have a lot of things to do. So something like this is considered a great story. We were out and about walking in a park near where we live, and I saw a particularly beautiful wall. I have a thing for special surfaces and textures. I don't know. I'm like a cat. You know those cat videos where you can sit your cat in front of a screen and just play a video for it that kind of shows a backyard with birds flying around and I don't know what, and the cat will just sit there and stare at the screen for hours? That's like me. That's me with walls and textures and all those things. So, well, we passed near a beautiful wall that was covered in silver graffiti, and I was like, this looks beautiful. You know, the sun was shining and it kind of reflected on that surface and it gave it a shimmer, and I was kind of mesmerized. I don't know. I was like, I need a picture of me in front of that wall. So as I said that, a random stranger passed by and he was like, oh, do you want a photo? I was like, sure. So I handed him my phone, actually went to stand in front of that wall. And then it kind of occurred to me, my own brother was standing right next to me while a stranger I had never seen before actually had my phone in his hands and was about to take a picture of me. So I was like, come on over to my brother, not the stranger. I said, come on over, let's take a picture together. So now my bro and I have a picture of us in front of a silver wall taken by a stranger on our walk through the woods on a particularly beautiful day. I don't know what that story was supposed to tell you other than we're in lockdown and nothing's happening. And I kind of look forward to contacts with complete strangers and random pictures taken of me in front of silver walls. Yeah, and I think now we're at the end of this episode, so goodbye. No, obviously not. Well, you might be thinking that the title of this episode is kind of obvious. You know, K is for, I mean, what's my name? Katarina? Yeah, sure. K is for Katarina. But I'm more subtle than that. If you know me personally, I hope you agree. But I'd say I'm quite subtle in general. I think people have to take their time to get to know me. And of course, the answer to what K actually stands for is not my name. It's actually something that was on my Insta bio, so it has to be 100% true. K actually stands for kind. And I had this sentence on my Insta bio for quite some time that said, kindness always wins. I totally still believe in that, But I've also stepped up my game lately, and I'd say that kill them with kindness really drives that point home. Obviously, you're not supposed to kill anyone, but you can definitely demonstrate what your standard for a conversation is, what the tone of that conversation is supposed to be like, and you can finish an interaction with a good feeling as well. So I think in that case, kindness does always win because everyone feels good. So I wanted to touch on a very specific difference, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a very particular difference between the word nice and the word kind. We all know that sentence, nice guys finish last. And if we're completely honest, that's kind of true. And in my opinion, there is a particular reason for that. Because being nice and being kind are two completely different things and two completely different qualities. I'd actually go to the length and say that being nice is not even a quality. It's just a type of behavior that people display. Whereas kindness is an actual trait, and it's something that you can foster and something you can grow inside of yourself. So I want to take the moment and touch on that distinction. The definition of being nice is actually that you're always kind of smiley, that you're open, you want to please others, you do things that you think they want you to do, you say things you think they want you to say. And the motivation behind the way you act is actually being liked and being accepted by the person in front of you. So you could say that someone who's nice actually bends under the circumstances. And I think what's missing in being nice is actually a certain level of integrity. Because you're very focused on the outside world, you're very focused on other people and their potential opinion about you. Whereas being kind has a very deep and profound meaning. Kindness actually means that you are open and honest towards people. It means that you act in a genuine way, in a way that fosters honesty and compassion. Kindness also means that you understand that sometimes the best thing for somebody is to be a little bit harsh, to be a little bit too honest or too direct, because you know that they will actually take something away from the interaction if you state your opinion in a way that actually drives your point across. So this obviously does not have anything to do with being blatant or in people's face at all. Treat people with respect, first and foremost, and be very, very particular and differentiated when you say something. But also, don't hold back. If you can provide value, if you can provide a reasonable opinion, if you thought about things, or if you sense things, and you genuinely think that your opinion can help somebody else, then by all means, be kind and state it in a way that is going to make other people's life a little better. I don't think this has to do with arrogance at all. We all have something to give. We learn from each other. But we can only learn from each other if we drop that layer of fake niceness and revert to being kind, which means that we are genuine and that we're authentic and that we are who we are, while still being very respectful and considered and compassionate. So that's kind of my little input for today. The same friend I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, he actually gifted me a magnet for one of my birthdays, and it was a K. So it was a magnet shaped as a K. On the packaging, it said, K is for kind, and my brain sometimes likes to take things quite literally, and I see double meanings in a lot of things. So I didn't just read that as kind, I also read it a little different. And that is the second secret meaning of the word kind, because I actually read it in German. So I didn't read kind, I read Kind. And Kind is the German word for child or kid. So I was like, huh. That's kind of true in the sense that sometimes just be like a child, you know, drop every kind of conditioning, everything you think you need to be. Kids are so honest and they're so upfront. Why not try and go through life with that little bit of extra playfulness, that little bit of extra, I don't really care what you think. I'm just going to say what I have to say, even if it's random. Sometimes that's the best way to communicate with people. So yeah, remember, don't be nice, be kind instead. I'm not happy with that as the ending of my episode. So I'm thinking of something I can do. You know what? I'm going to finish the way I started. I had to think of that Forrest Gump scene where he says, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." And it's kind of true. So yeah, since we're at it, and we're so random, and I'm like munching on chocolate in this episode, I don't even know what to say other than I'm going to quote my cousin, because after my second episode where I talked about building cranes, after he requested that, he actually sent me a Forrest Gump meme, and he also wrote, "My mama always used to say, be like a building crane." Follow me on Instagram. Just do it. Nike says it. Okay, so I'm just obviously like trying to reference everything I've ever said in this podcast so far. So now I'd have to burst into a Disney song to make this like completely coherent. I don't know. If you're into randomness, then you probably would have liked this episode. I don't know. Ugh. Oh gosh, I'm rambling on. I'm thinking of something to say. Today's like a day of random collections. Even in my diary, I just started collecting random ideas I had. So I think this podcast episode is also a very random collection of things. But you know what? I just saw what I wrote down yesterday, and I think it ties in beautifully to the context of kindness. Being kind means that you are first and foremost kind to yourself, that you allow yourself to be who you really are. Because pretending you're somebody you're not is a violation of your innermost desire to be yourself and to be authentic. And yesterday I wrote one thing. It's definitely true for me, and it may be true for you as well. You can only ever be yourself. Well, that was too tacky, was it? Oh, shit. What am I gonna do? You know what I'm gonna end on? It's wisdom I learned from one of my professors. This episode is so random that this is actually, it's gonna top off everything. So this quote says, "Before you do something illegal, do something that's half illegal." Hashtag plausible deniability. I have to stop now.